Temperature right now, 48 degrees outside our studios at Friends Plaza in Urbana. The time coming up on 8:50 and time for the pre-opening market report on WYLL with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jim, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation today says that U.S. banks earned more from July through September than in any other quarter over the past 6 years. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation says the banking industry earned $37.6 billion in the third quarter, up 6.6% from the $35.3 billion in the third quarter. About 57% of the banks reported improved earnings. Redbook Research's latest indicator says that national chain store sales fell 0.3% in the first week of December. The Johnson Redbook Index also showed seasonally adjusted sales for the period were up 2.1% from a year ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 12,996. It's up almost 32 points. The NASDAQ 2997, down about 5. And the S&P 500 is at 1410, and it is up 1 point. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Not much change has been indicated in the forecast for the Midwest over this next week to 10 days. Everything is going to occur about as suggested earlier this week, which means three frontal boundaries will pass through the region over the next week to maybe 10 days, and we'll likely see light amounts of precipitation in the eastern portions of the Midwest only with each one of these passages. Now, I say only, there will be a little bit of precipitation on the west side of the Mississippi, but I don't think we're going to see it much in the way of significant precipitation amounts. And the dry bias that everyone is so concerned about in the western Corn Belt and Great Plains is not going to go away. And in fact, I'd say the odds are fairly good that we'll go very deeply into the month of December without any significant relief. And by that, I don't mean it'll be completely dry, but I'm just saying there won't be a storm system large enough to produce the kind of moisture totals that we need to make much difference to the overall bottom line. Hard red winter wheat country is suffering greatly from ongoing dryness. The concern is actually shifting somewhat to the heaving soil situation that is evolving across the region. Heaving occurs in any winter season where we see a persistent or frequent changes in soil temperatures that are above and below freezing. That rapid expansion and contraction of soil conditions usually leads to a little bit of a lifting in the soil, eventually breaking down the topsoil to a powder, and also raising the potential for loosening some of the poorly established winter crops so that they might be blown out of the soil if their root systems are short enough. So we're going to continue to monitor that fairly closely. I don't think we've got any immediate problems out there, but if we continue to see these temperatures fluctuate greatly with the poor establishment that's out there in some fields, I'd say the odds are fairly high we're going to see blowing dust later in the winter season, and perhaps some concern about the condition of some of those crops. All right, well, back here in the heart of the Midwest, we will see our first frontal system passing through this weekend. The front is not expected to generate much in the way of meaningful precipitation, but it will at least produce a little bit of light rainfall in a few locations. Moisture totals are not likely to be much more than a couple tenths of an inch, and we'll likely see another frontal system come in fairly quickly behind this during the early to middle part of next week. Again, a couple tenths of an inch will occur most often. There might be a few locations that could get upwards to a half inch or so. The front will have a little more cool air behind it, and that should help to stimulate a little better rainfall potential. But almost all of this will be in Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, maybe a few areas in Illinois. But Illinois' northwest will probably not see nearly as much precipitation as the southeast might. And, of course, the western Corn Belt will be largely bypassed by significant precipitation. Our third frontal system will move across the region as we get to the end of next week, about a week from now, and it will have even colder air behind it, and there will therefore be a potential for some greater amounts of precipitation, again, mostly extending to the northeast from the northern parts of the Delta into Ohio. The temperatures will be turning colder as we move through next week, but especially late next week into the following weekend. Extremely cool conditions may occur in the northern plains, but it looks like the air mass will moderate quite a bit as it moves through the rest of the region. We expect to see temperatures over these next few days unusually warm. In fact, they'll be well above average for much of the country, We'll look for afternoon temperatures reaching up into the 50s and 60s over the course of the weekend in the majority of the region, with some lower 70s expected in the far south. In the northernmost areas, we may still see some 30 and 40 degree readings, especially early in the forecast period. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thank you very much, Drew. Let's look at the electronic trade. In Kansas City, hard red winter wheat, the December not trading on the board, but the March electronically at 909, it's up 2.25. December wheat in Chicago, 845.25, up 3.25. March at 862.75, up 2. December corn, 749.25, up 0.25. March, 754.25, down 0.5. July, 747.25, up 0.25. December 13, 639.25, down 0.5. January soybeans, 1449.5, down 4.25. March, 1443.25, down 5. July, 1411.5, down 5.25. November of 13 at 1311.25, down 6. December soybean meal, 445.60, up 40 cents. December soybean oil, 49.58, down 32 cents. December live cattle, 126.50, down 50. January feeders, 145.40, down 20. And December lean hogs, 84.60, up 67.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart. He is with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
It's been a choppy electronic trading session.
Yes, it has. We've been both sides, up a little, down a little. At the moment, corn's down 0.25 to 0.5. Beans are down 4 to 5. Wheat's still up 2 to 3, but it's just nothing out there to keep it one direction or the other. A little negative news, a little positive news, not much there to push it one direction. I think we're going to stay sideways into the next December 11th report and go from there based on that.
Does seem like we hit these overhead resistance levels and we just can't punch through. There's just nothing bullishly fundamental or technically driven to make a real push to the upside.
Not at the moment, there isn't. Eventually, if we're the only game in town on both corn and beans in January, we should have usage and people coming here for exports. But right now, not enough news out there to keep it one direction or the other. Outside markets push it one day and pull it the next. The amount of usage pulls it one day and pushes it the next. Export sales, loadings yesterday weren't that great. Sales last week weren't that great, not as good as expected. The week before, sales were really booming. So just kind of back and forth until we get the next USDA report and until we get to be the place where they have to come to get it. Mississippi River's hurting us a little between Cairo and St. Louis. They're trying to source out of the Ohio River, so that hurts us in this area also.
So if the politicians decide to keep the status quo, and Gavin's point does not release more water into the Mississippi, what are the implications, do you think, for the marketplace regarding basis, regarding shipping, regarding all things exports for the next 6 weeks?
Well, it'll be more expense involved getting it to the Gulf, and that will mean lower prices paid by the end users, because they have more expense involved. So they'll expect that to come out of the end price that they pay to farmers or to whoever they buy it from, and that's not good. The other thing is the fiscal cliff we haven't even mentioned. If they actually get some work done on that actually eases it somewhat instead of just kicking the can down the road, that will help, but not doing anything will make everything worse.
Could it be that we're going to run into a problem where beans that we have sold that have yet to ship are not going to make it down to the Gulf because of transportation issues?
I don't think that'll happen, because they'll just find a way, other ways, rail and or truck, to ship them. And they'll have to, because, I mean, they've got that contract to do it. Just because the river's low is not one of those, whatever they call it, where you can get out of contracts. because there are ways to get it there. They'll just have to spend more money getting it there, and that will cause future prices to be lower.
So what do you expect to see in this December WASDE report?
I don't expect to see much of anything. I don't think they're going to change harvested acres till January. I don't know why, whether they're intentionally not using records that they have, but if that would surprise me if they do actually use harvested acres. But industry does expect harvested acres to be lower than what they have, and we think they should have lowered them the last time. Otherwise, I don't expect to see much difference at all.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, March wheat in Kansas City, 909 and a quarter, up 2.5. December wheat in Chicago, 845 and a quarter, up 3.25. December corn, 748 and 3/4, down a quarter. July, 747 unchanged. December 13, 639 and a quarter, down a half. January beans, 1449, down 4.75. November 13, 1311 and a half, down 5.75. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.